you know, I was listening to Patton. You know, Bungle was actually the first that I listened to. My brother
got me. Going like old Bungle?
Oh yeah,
like
first. Well, no, the first Bungle, the first Bungle,
like the clown album.
The clown album, right, yeah. You know, I got that for. You know, my brother gave it to me as a gift 1 year, and it just really blew my mind. That music, I had it on cassette. I would listen to it in my Mustang too, and that's all I would listen to. And then I saw them play a show one time at the Gothic Theater, I think it was, in Denver. And Patton, they were all wearing masks, and Patton was wearing a bondage mask, and he had horse blinders, and he was doing Time by the Alan Parsons Project. And there was a moment where Patton got down on his knees and started licking the comb over of the security guards, you know, his head, licking the guy's head. And from that moment forward, he became my hero, you know. Yeah. And I just listened to everything he's done over the years. And he's always been just such a real hero of mine, you know. And I've always thought, you know, that he should make movie music. Mm-hmm. And I know that you could sense the Morricone influence or the Nino Rota influence in his movie, in his music. Yeah. And so I just happened to bump into him, after Blue Valentine, and his brother was a cop, you know, and he read the script of Pines and loved it. And it was an opportunity to make a dream come true to work with the guy.
Did you do spotting sessions with him as well?
Never spotting sessions, because I don't really work that way. What I asked Mike to do was if he could take the script and take the images that I was showing him from the movie, I'd send him pictures, I'd send him things. And if he could take those, we spent a little time and talk about it. If he could take that and just make some music and then send me the music. And then I could take the music and work to the picture with it, so that his music is informing, the story, and then vice versa. And then you could send me something, and then I could show it to him. He could figure out a different way to make it work, And so it was never a spotting session. It was him working, and he recorded like about 42 tracks for the movie, of which we used about 12 in the movie. So someday there's going to be the complete album made from what he did from Pines, and it's great. I mean, to me as a Patton fan, I feel so lucky. I have it, I listened to it on the plane coming out here, all these great unreleased tracks that Patton did for the movie some of them didn't fit in the movie, but he really defined the vibe of the film with his music, And yeah, what a dream to work with your heroes,
Yeah.
Same thing with Ray. This movie was like between Ray Liotta and Mike Patton. Those are two of my, childhood heroes. Dream come true right there.